Welcome to On the Edge with Sick, the podcast where healthcare meets design, with your hosts, Nita and Sylvia.
In season two of our podcast, we'll be doing things a little differently. We'll experiment with some shorter length, learning-oriented podcast episodes. In today's kickoff episode, we'll review responses to our most important question from season one. What does On the Edge mean to you? We've compiled six responses to this question from our season one interviewees around the theme of knowledge and learning. We hope you learned something from this episode that you could apply to your work, school, or play in the fields of healthcare, design, and the intersection between the two. Enjoy.
For our first pair of responses, we'll play clips from episode 7 with Mary and Kim from Firefly Creative Writing, followed by episode 13 with Lily, a healthcare designer.
Well, for me, on the edge of my creativity means being slightly uncomfortable with my creative writing practice. So, for example, if I'm feeling both exhilarated and terrified, then I know I'm on the right track.
Yeah. I mean, being on the edge is something that we talk a lot about at Firefly. We're always talking in our team and also in our smaller groups about being on this learning edge, this growing edge. Mm. So there is that level of discomfort that Mary was talking about, which is super important. We certainly don't want to be jumping off the edge. That can just take you to way too difficult a level of discomfort. But we want to be near it. We want to be sort of right at the edge, because that's sort of a sign of personal growth.
On the edge means to me that the horizon is open in front of me. It is like a menu in a good restaurant that I haven't tried yet. On the edge also means that even though I don't know what exactly awaits for the head, it is pretty intriguing and I might jump or fly to get there and to find out. You guys with this podcast have found a very interesting area to combine design and health. We are on the edge of this area of knowledge.
So what we found from these two clips were that both of them refer to knowledge or learning on the edge. So when Firefly describes being terrified and exhilarated, and Lily describes jumping or flying in terms of learning and gaining knowledge. So both of these evoke the same sort of feeling. So as you're learning, it's terrifying, but it's also exciting. Mm-hmm. Which kind of brings me to a question for Nita, because I know, Nita, you're going through your own transition right now. What does on the edge mean to you in terms of knowledge?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Sylvia. I am going through a major life change and at this moment. I'm moving from a pharmacy job in cancer care to another pharmacy job, but in a totally different area, mental health. And I've never actually worked in mental health. Although if you've listened to our Learning on the Edge episode on empathy, that's episode 5, I did speak about my personal journey around mental health and having an eating disorder. So I definitely have some personal experience with this area. And I think that gives me some empathy from some of the patients that I might be speaking to and helping. But I think this transition, I really relate to both what Firefly talked about and what Lily talked about being on that edge and feeling terrified and exhilarated at the same time. And I think it's a great feeling, but it's also a really uncomfortable feeling. And Firefly also mentions that, just that discomfort associated with being on the edge. But you kind of need that discomfort in order to learn and grow. What do you think?
Exactly. I agree with you. And that kind of brings me to two other clips for Natasha and Julie, which we'll play in a bit, but they speak about pushing boundaries or spanning boundaries. So mm-hmm. Right now, Nita, it's what you're doing personally, at least. You're pushing a boundary because you're learning. You're changing your perspective to learn and gain more knowledge in this field. And then you're also going to be creating impact in your position. So why don't we listen to Natasha's clip and then we'll listen to Julie's clip.
To me, I think it means different things on different days, to be honest. Like if I'm having a day where I'm having a great day, like I'm feeling productive, things are getting sorted out, you know, it's a good day. I get to tell someone that their child is cancer free. I feel like on the edge maybe means that I'm, you know, pushing boundaries and I'm helping to solve complicated problems, whether it's within the healthcare system or help sort out one patient's complicated symptoms. I feel like on the edge in those days means that I'm about to get a breakthrough on, you know, something really hard that I've been trying to sort out with a family or a patient.
On the edge means to me that you're somehow at a boundary. And to me, boundaries have always been a little bit problematic. And I've found in my work that I'm kind of a boundary spanner. So when I'm on the edge, I'm looking from one perspective into another. So for instance, I studied in basic science for my undergrad, but then I ventured into more of a population-based scientific, study. And when I was in academia, I was always looking for more and more applied ways of doing my work. And now that I'm, skilled in evaluation, I'm looking at ways of pushing those boundaries into, you know, what is the impact that programs are trying to make. So I feel like I'm always at an edge and looking across the boundary at sort of what lies ahead.
Yeah, I certainly hope that I'm going to be creating some sort of impact. As Julie mentions, Julie, for those of you who may remember, this was episode 6. She talks about how to measure the impact of the work that she does. And this requires spanning many different boundaries in the different roles that she has.
And I can imagine you'll probably also be solving complex problems. Natasha mentions that as well, which is a way of pushing boundaries and really thinking outside of the box.
Yeah, totally. And don't you do that in the work that you do? Like, you do more design work right now, right?
I do more design work. Design is very funny in a way because you would imagine that design is really open to everything, which you have to have a really open mind to understand things, and then be able to solve complex problems. But also there are many restrictions to design. So it's almost like, in a way, like I almost want to say like a double-edged sword.
What do you mean by double-edged sword? There's the edge again. I love it.
There's the edge. It's because there are restrictions. You can't really, on one side, there's so many restrictions that you can't really use design to its full potential sometimes. In my particular work, because I am in the environmental or interior design field, there are so many stakeholders and so many rules. It could be internal company rules, external boundaries, such as we have the building code that has rules, and then bylaw rules, etc., that could be restricting us from actually creating great designs. But at the same time, having those rules, it kind of makes you a little bit more creative too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like having those constraints, in school, when we were in school and we were asked to brainstorm and discover new ideas, ways of solving problems, when you add those constraints, it definitely makes you think more creatively.
Yes, exactly. It makes you think of even more outside of the box. So it makes you think, it makes you, I think, a little bit more curious. Like you do more research, hopefully to discover some other ideas and come up with other ideas, which is actually something that Peter mentions. Peter's from episode 12. He describes the edge of knowledge being driven by curiosity, mm-hmm. new knowledge through discovery. Why don't we listen to his clip?
Yeah, and also follow that with Marenike's clip. Marenike is the pharmacist turned drug designer in episode 9, and she also talks about the edge and how it's between understanding and not understanding, or between knowledge and information. So I think that they're quite similar in their viewpoints.
Well, it's an intriguing title. For me, it means being at the edge of something in motion. When you are moving in the direction of exploration, that edge is always the point at which you come up, and then you don't just step over it without thinking first.
Mm.
So it's perhaps the edge for me of one's human potential as well, the capacity to change, the preparation to be able to actually make that step over the edge of knowledge driven by, by curiosity as a researcher, where I was driven by curiosity to push for new learning through discovery on what's on the other side of that edge.
So if you imagine standing on a line between information and knowledge, or not understanding and understanding, or being in a version of an untruth and truth, that line is being on the edge. And it's not a linear thing either. It's this really beautiful, non-linear, fractal line. And yeah, for those of us who really want to expand, we stand on that edge and we move with that edge as it shifts.
What do you think about what we just heard, Peter, Marenike?
I think that knowledge is, I agree with them that knowledge is driven by curiosity. Without curiosity, we wouldn't be able to learn anything new, and we wouldn't be able to discover anything new. In order to learn, we need to be curious. And by being curious and learning, we're able to solve complex problems in any industry, but we're specifically looking at healthcare. So if we can solve complex problems there, that would be great. And from those solutions, or from figuring out how to solve those complex problems, we're hopefully learning new things to help any additional problems that we come up with, and come up with maybe new theories and new evidence.
I agree. And new technologies as well. There's so much happening right now in the field of healthcare. It's starting to embrace things like artificial intelligence, which mm-hmm. is right now, I guess, in its infancy, but I've seen some examples of it. We had a colleague at the place where I work right now in cancer care who demonstrated use of ChatGPT, I guess, to write a clinical note. But there's a lot of things that you need to do around that right now. Like, you need to remove these patient identifiers, and you need to edit it and make sure it sounds like a human and make sure it doesn't have any erroneous information. So it's something that's coming and could be useful in the future, but right now it often creates more work.
Yeah, for sure. But it's an interesting approach to learning as well, because when you're inputting that information, you're trying to teach technology, what to output. So it's almost like you're learning how to be a little bit more detailed mm-hmm. in order to solve or to come up with an output. So, because I always thought when AI comes out, people might stop using their critical thinking skills, mm-hmm. but we'll see how it progresses in the future. But it's interesting that now you still have to put in a lot of work for it to output what you want. It's not that simple yet.
As we wrap up this episode, let's review what we learned from the responses. What did you learn, Sylvia?
I learned that being uncomfortable during the learning process is really important to help you learn something and to help you grow as a person. It helps you change perspectives and mm-hmm. push boundaries, personal boundaries, and keeps you open to new ideas and could also keep you motivated. But I think the hard part is just getting past that discomfort of learning, because learning is not always an easy process, but that discomfort is important for you to be able to grow. How about you, Nita? What did you learn from this episode?
Yeah, I really like that concept, the being uncomfortable during the learning process. I think that when I went back to school as a healthcare professional and I decided to pursue design, it was totally out of my comfort zone. And I was extremely uncomfortable for about 3 years, as you know. But I think that discomfort definitely helped me to grow and learn and shift my perspective towards thinking in a different way. And that is extremely valuable in an area like healthcare, where that you're taught in a certain kind of linear thinking process, and design really forces you out of that comfort zone and you're thinking along a non-linear fractal line. I think mm-hmm. Marenike, one of our interviewees, pointed out in her response, and I totally related to that. And I think that it was such a great idea to spread my wings and walk along the edge, do something different, combine healthcare with design.
Thank you for listening to On the Edge with your hosts, Nita and Sylvia. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others or drop a comment and rating. Head over to sickhealth.ca to learn more about Sick, and check out all the links and resources in the episode show notes. Thanks, and stay tuned for future podcast episodes with On the Edge with Sick.